Maybe that you'd go fishing in or something like that?
Well, they got the little fishing boat, about 16 foot long, 14 or 16. And then they got the big boats. Mm-hmm. But used to people had the little boats. And they went to just paddle around and fished. Mm-hmm. Now they got the big boats for skiing and fishing.
Do you remember names for different types of boats?
No. I never did go in for boating. I got a little boat out there. It was made in Douglas, Georgia. But back when I was a boy, they didn't many people have boats. And if they did, it was just a wooden boat made out of cypress lumber.
Yeah. Say, if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, you say she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Take that cloth along to match it.
Uh-huh. But she'd call that little square of cloth, she'd call that a...
I don't know what she'd call it. Match it, I reckon.
Okay. And, say if you went in a store now and there was a new kind of cheese or something out and they wanted you to try it, they might offer you a free...
sample.
Okay. And, say if a woman saw a dress that she liked a lot, she might say that dress is very...
Might say what?
She might say that the dress was very...
Beautiful.
Okay. And, or if it wasn't beautiful, if she didn't use that strong a word, she might say it's...
Pretty.
And, what might a woman wear over a dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
You'd use an ink fountain pen.
Okay. And
pen.
To hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
Well, you'd use a safety pin.
And a dime is worth...
A dime is worth 2 nickels.
Or?
Well, it's worth 10 cents.
Okay. And, say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother might bring in the clothes and tell him, here, your clothes, here.
Yeah.
How would she say that?
She'd say, here's your clothes, I see you put them on.
Okay. And, say if... What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
He'd wear a suit.
What would the suit consist of?
Well, it'd consist of a shirt, tie, and coat.
What about something a long time ago?
Oh, they used to have vests.
Okay. And, then these would be...
Dungarees.
Okay. Or in a suit, they wouldn't have dungarees, they'd have...
A suit?
Uh-huh.
They'd have pants.
Okay. Any other name for pants?
I think they are. Slacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's for women, though. And men, I reckon, now.
Mm-hmm.
What else is the other name?
I was wondering if you heard breeches or trousers.
Oh, yeah, I've heard breeches and trousers.
Who would say those?
Well, a lot of people used to say it, trousers and breeches. And,
mm-hmm.
But most people call them pants.
Mm-hmm. That's what you call them?
Yeah.
Huh? Say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year
perfectly fit.
So
you
say last year it...
Yeah.
It what?
It fit perfectly.
Okay, and say if you went outside without your coat and you needed, you're getting cold, you might tell someone, would you go inside the house and...
Bring me my coat.
And so you say, so then he went inside and he...
Brought the coat.
And he said, here I have, what's your coat?
Yeah.
Here I've...
Here's your coat.
Okay, I have what to your coat.
Yeah.
What would say that whole thing?
He'd say, here's your coat, probably.
Okay.
He wouldn't say, I brought you your coat. He'd just say, here's your coat.
Okay.